listener production. Hey there, Saskia chatting with Outback Queensland News. One of our local politicians has had his say on the Alice Springs alcohol ban in relation to the Isa youth crime crisis. Bobcat has spoken out on the restrictions, concerned it'll only exacerbate the issue, forcing addicts to move to neighbouring communities without bans, like Mount Isa. The member for Kennedy says at-risk youths need access to better opportunities, like jobs and connection to traditional culture. Northwest parents and carers are being reminded to prioritise their kids' eyesight this year. The Primary School Nurse Health Readiness Program is aimed at giving children the best start to their education. Nurse Julianne Douglas says the service provides opportunity for visual abnormalities to be detected and treated early.
Out of 1,891 children that we screened last year, there are about 5% that were sent off for referrals.
The CSIRO is set to revolutionise the mining industry by removing barriers to research and development. The new Innovate to Grow program will see participants guided through technical and business challenges while increasing access to funding and networking opportunities. Spokesperson Dr. Monica Sabo says the free online program's only on offer for smaller enterprises.
It's open to SMEs with employees under 200 that have an idea that they'd like to pursue.
And good news for Cloncurry locals, with the Chinaman Creek Dam recreation area officially open to the public from today. It's been closed since last September for upgrade works and now features a new playground, an amenities block and a car park. Taking a look at sport now, we're just over a week out till the return of the Australia and Kappa Women's Super Cups. Football Queensland's released fixtures for the comps this week, with a healthy selection of local teams set to hit the field. The women's tournament will see Parkside, Isaroos and the Sandfire Bulls battle it out, while the same clubs plus Atlas will take the field for the men's competition. Games will kick off across the state from February 10.